I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. and NATO officials said Wednesday there was no evidence of a withdrawal of Russian forces from the Ukrainian border, amid continued concerns that Russian troops are prepared to invade Ukraine. On both Tuesday and Wednesday, Russia announced the end of some military drills, including in the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula, with video of what it said were military units going back to their home bases. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC's Good Morning America, quote, "Unfortunately, there's a difference between what Russia says and does, and what we're seeing is no meaningful pullback." He said U.S. observers continue to see forces massed at the Ukrainian border. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that a movement of Russian forces does not confirm a withdrawal. He said on previous occasions Russia has withdrawn troops from a particular location while leaving equipment in place. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is in favor of negotiations. He said Putin viewed positively the willingness by U.S. President Joe Biden to engage in dialogue. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced on Wednesday a move by Russian legislators to recognize two Russian-supported breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. Russia's lower house voted Tuesday to ask President Putin to recognize the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, which declared independence from Ukraine in 2014. The European Union urged Moscow not to follow through on the vote. This is VOA News. Rescue workers and city officials in the Brazil mountain city of Petropolis say the death toll from landslides driven by torrential rain has risen to at least 58. Officials say 21 people have been found alive, but the mayor of Petropolis warned that the death toll could still rise. Rescue workers and volunteers are still searching for both survivors and victims. Petropolis was hit by torrential rainfall on Tuesday. It turned streets into rivers of water. Some areas got nearly 26 centimeters of rain in less than 6 hours, and that was more than was expected for the entire month. Officials say as many as 80 houses have been destroyed and at least 300 people displaced. Petropolis is some 68 kilometers north Rio de Janeiro. At least 5 people were killed in Somalia on Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked several police stations and some security checkpoints in and around Somalia's capital city, Mogadishu. A police spokesman said the attacks targeted police stations and checkpoints in two quiet neighborhoods, Kara in Mogadishu and the Dar es Salaam suburb on the city's outskirts. Somali National TV reported that 5 people were killed, including 2 children. The Islamist militant al-Shabaab group conducts frequent attacks in Somalia with the aim of overthrowing the government. France on Wednesday said a decision on salvaging Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers was just days away and that it was now up to Tehran to make the political choice. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the agreement resumed last week after a 10-day hiatus. Officials from the other parties to the accord, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, have shuttled between the two sides. Western diplomats previously indicated they hope to have a breakthrough by now, but tough issues remain unresolved. Iran has rejected any deadlines imposed by Western powers. Several other sources tracking the talks said that the next couple of days would be crucial in determining whether there was a way to revive the agreement. Google said Wednesday it plans to limit tracking and data sharing for users of its Android operating system, which is used by more than 2.5 billion people around the world. The change won't take effect for at least 2 years. It comes in response to growing pressure on tech companies to increase privacy by limiting tracking. Google dominates the online advertising market. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.